Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Phone. Chapter 1, The Unexpected Text. Once upon a time, in a magical land where unicorns roamed free and wizards wore robes that never went out of style, there was a young boy named Harry Potter. Harry was no ordinary boy, he was destined to be the chosen texter. You see, Harry was born with a very special gift, the ability to send the most powerful emojis anyone had ever seen. But Harry didn't know that yet. All he knew was that his ordinary, non-magical phone kept doing extraordinary things. One day, as Harry sat in his cupboard under the Wi-Fi router, he received a mysterious text message. The sender was unknown, and the message read, "Congratulations! You've been accepted to WhatsAppWit School of WI Fancery and Textcraft." Harry blinked at his phone. "WhatsAppWits? Is this a prank? Did Dudley change my ringtone to a goat bleating again?" But before he could delete the message, another text popped up. "Your bus to WhatsAppWits arrives in 5 minutes. Bring your charger." Chapter 2, The Magical Bus Ride. Sure enough, a bus, more like a giant, neon-lit party bus, pulled up in front of Harry's house. The sign on the front read, "Night Rider Bus, now with 100% more glitter." The door swung open to reveal a cheerful driver with sparkling sunglasses. "Welcome aboard. I'm Ron Calm, your driver, snack provider, and emergency tech support," said Ron, offering Harry a handful of enchanted gummy worms. "They turn into Wi-Fi signals when you chew them." As the bus zoomed off at the speed of light, or at least the speed of fiber optic broadband, Harry noticed the other passengers. There was Hermione Grammer, a girl with a knack for correcting everyone's spelling and punctuation, and Neville Longbottom, who kept dropping his phone and scrambling to find the undo button. "I can't believe this is happening," Harry muttered, his eyes wide as he held onto his seat. "And why is there disco music playing?" "Because it's a magical bus, duh." Ron laughed. "Just wait until you see WhatsAppWits. It's got the best Wi-Fi in the wizarding world. We're talking 5 bars everywhere, even in the dungeons." Chapter 3, The Sorcerer's Phone. Upon arriving at WhatsAppWits, Harry was greeted by the headmaster, Professor Thumbledore, a wise old wizard who always knew the best apps to download. "Harry Potter," Thumbledore said, tapping away at his smartphone, "we've been expecting you. Your phone is no ordinary device. It's the Sorcerer's Phone, the most powerful smartphone in all of Textcraft history. With it, you can send spells, charms, and even cat videos." "Cat videos?" Harry asked, slightly confused. "Indeed," Thumbledore nodded gravely. "But beware, legend says that the phone has a mind of its own. It might auto-correct your spells, and then who knows what could happen." Harry gulped. "Auto-corrected spells? That sounds dangerous." "Very," Thumbledore agreed. "But that's why you must master it. And whatever you do, don't let it fall into the hands of Lord Moldywort. He's been trying to hack into our network for years." Chapter 4, The Wi-Fi of Doom. As the school year progressed, Harry, Hermione, and Neville learned all sorts of magical things. They studied spellcheckery, learned to brew potions in the App Store, and even had a class on data plan defense. But one day, during a particularly intense game of Wizard Duolingo, the school's Wi-Fi started acting up. "Students," Professor Thumbledore announced over the intercom, "there's a disturbance in the Wi-Fi. It can only mean one thing, Lord Moldywort is trying to connect." Panic spread across the school as phones began to lag and apps started crashing. Harry knew it was up to him and his friends to stop Moldywort before he could send out a virus that would crash all of WhatsAppWits.
"Quick!"
Hermione shouted, "we need to get to the server room and restart the router before it's too late." Chapter 5, The Final Download. Harry and his friends raced to the server room, dodging rogue pop-ups and glitchy GIFs. There, they found Lord Moldywort, a shadowy figure with a dark hood, furiously typing on a cracked, ancient laptop.
"You're too late, Potter,"
Moldywort hissed. "Once I send this corrupted meme, all your Wi-Fi will be mine."
"Not if I can help it,"
Harry declared, pulling out the Sorcerer's Phone. he quickly typed out a spell and hit send. But at the last second, the phone auto-corrected his spell. Instead of sending a shfirewall, Harry accidentally sent a shfirewall, and a giant flaming emoji burst out of the phone, setting Moldywort's laptop on fire. Moldywort screamed as his laptop melted into a puddle of goo.
No!
My memes! Just then, the Wi-Fi signal flickered back to full strength. Thumbledore appeared, clapping Harry on the back.
Well done, Harry, he said.
I see you've discovered the true power of the sorcerer's phone, unpredictable, but effective. Now, who's up for some cat videos?
Epilogue, text happily ever after.
And so, Harry Potter saved WhatsAppwards from the evil Lord Moldywort. He became a legend at the school, known as the wizard who mastered the art of text craft and saved the day with an auto-corrected spell. As for the sorcerer's phone, it continued to be Harry's trusty sidekick, always ready to send a spell, a joke, or even a cat video, whenever the need arose. And they all texted happily ever after.